Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the WESX Safety Hour conference call. My name is Brianna, and I'll be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode, and later we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time you require operator assistance, please press star zero, and an operator will be happy to assist you. I will now turn the conference over to your host for today, Mr. Andrew Malcolm. Please proceed, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. My name's Andy Malcolm. I'm the Infrastructure Maintenance Delivery Manager for Cladding Delivery with the Network Operations. Thank you for all taking time out today to join me on the call. Today I'm intending on going through the safety headlines from the previous week, and then I'll also move on to talk about what some of the activity that's going on currently across Wessex and across the country in relation to the stand down briefings. I've had a lot of questions from within my team around the process and the delivery and what sort of support is out there with the process. So I'll run through some of those answers for the questions I had within my team, and hopefully that will support and assist you deliver or participate in your respective stand down briefings. So moving on to safety headlines then. So we had safety hour attendance across the route of 67%, which is down slightly on the previous week, 71. We had 71 close calls raised in the week, vice 92 the week before. In terms of incidents and accidents in the previous week, so on the 3rd of July, we had two members of Guildford Off Track who were transferring catch pit segments from a platform onto a trolley. One of the segments slipped out of the injured party's hands and trapped their finger and cut in their hand as it became trapped underneath. First aid was administered and the plaster applied. The individual did not require an ambulance or a hospital visit and continued his duty. On the 4th of July, 1 Lima 95 passed Sierra Echo 4787 signal by 10 yards, having driver sighting lost concentration. The train was brought to a stand by the driver's intervention of application of the brakes. On the 6th of July, the engineering supervisor for item 106 reported that an RRV had reversed into a fence at the station. The fence was believed to be owned by a third party. The RRV had scraped the sleeper-based fence, which had made it loose. Staff carried out a full repair on site, and it appears that the driver had misjudged the turning circle of the vehicle. Fortunately, no one was injured. Following on the 7th of July, a member of Havant ST had a low-speed collision with a car in his vehicle within Morrison's car park. No one was injured and there was only slight damage to the car and van. The same day, a member of Wimbledon ST had a vehicle accident at Tolworth Roundabout. No injuries sustained by the individual. And finally, on the 8th of July, train reported that the advance warning board for 30 over 100 ESR was incorrect. Showing 30 over 60, and one tank of 3.7, a pilot had to apply its brake sharply to reduce his speed to 60 mile an hour, vice 100. Based OP way revised, and they rectified the irregularity with the ESR board. Okay, so you see that bit of a theme with driving, which comes on to the next point. So currently we're engaged across Wessex with delivering two stand down briefings, which is unusual. So one of them being a local route stand down, which was released last week, which is in connection to a series of near misses that have occurred across the route. And the second, which was released early this week, which is a national safety stand down in connection with driving and behaviours. So firstly, some of the questions I've been getting from our team is around what is a stand down brief and what makes it different to, you know, any other brief that we send out through the line or that comes out from the centre. Well, a stand down brief is a very specific tool that we use where we want to take people offline. And hold an event with them, and it's more of an event than a briefing. So it isn't just a dissemination of information, or, you know, like a technical briefing. It's an actual interactive session. So we take people out of a live environment, team by team, hold an interactive session with them and then get engaged with them to discuss it, to give them information, discuss a topic. And through that process, we hope that we'll prevent that incident from happening again by bringing it to everyone's awareness, letting everyone go through the detail, and then discuss it. So, in order to make that happen, we make a commitment that we're going to stand people down off their live environment to be able to do that. Very much like stopping a production line. We provide support in terms of material that comes out centrally in the case of the driving stand down brief, or locally in the case of the near miss brief, and also comes with support in order to deliver that. So with the national stand down briefing, we have materials available in terms of the facilitated documentation, which is really good, really good material, really well produced, really well written. So I would encourage anyone that has to deliver a brief to go on to Connect onto the safety stand down page and download the facilitated document, because it is really good and it provides some good information in terms of making sure that in every single stand down event of the hundreds that will be taking place across the country, that there's consistency in terms of what's being delivered and also the quality in the material. So we only do this as a business when there is an extraordinary event or incident where we believe we have to take immediate action. Traditionally in previous years we've done them on staff return after Christmas, etc. To make, because we know that certain times of year we are more vulnerable to accidents than other times. And these two that we've got currently are around specific incidents that are pointed to trends where we've become very concerned about where we're going. So, likewise, on the near miss one, we've had a string of near misses. So we recognise we need to do something urgently and do something differently. And the best way of doing that is to stand everyone down, get people together within their respective teams, go through the material and the process in the interactive session, and then feed that back up so we can ensure and we can measure that basically everyone's been captured. So locally, in terms of the near miss brief, we're capturing that through the workforce health and safety advisors and into the safety team run by Pretty and Tracy Capstick. And then for nationally, we're using the same mechanism, and there's also a link on Connect where you can register when and where you held your, and also the output as well of your respective sessions on the stand down for driving. So the process is arranged for line managers to establish that point in time. So for the national safety stand down, we have between the 11th and 31st of July to capture the entire business nationally. So line managers are identifying locations and times to be able to do that with their respective teams. Once it's been conducted, it's important to document any actions or commitments and send those through with the numbers in terms of reporting that the brief has been done. And also on the local West, it's Cascade made a commitment to roll that out within 11 days across the business, and that's been tracked through the visualisation boards at area director and room structure maintenance director level. So that's all I was proposing to go for in terms of the process. If there's any questions about the process or any support needed or any concerns about material or even any feedback on material, it'd be really good to hear that. And also anything that any plans you've got within your respective teams to get out there and get the stand down briefings done in your respective areas. Can we just open up for a Q&A then?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your phone and immediately record your name followed by the pound key.
Okay, so if totally happy to answer the questions on it, and if they're really not just in connection with stand down or last week's incident or accident. So if there are any questions about stand down material, etc., perfectly happy to respond on that, or if there's any questions in relation to anything else, or any points anyone wants to make.
And And you do have a question from the line of...
Play Chopstick.
Please proceed.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you very much for doing our safety hour. The question is this: if I run a team that do not go out on the track, may go out occasionally with track visitors permits, but generally that is not my job, and we generally travel about on a train, not very often driving a vehicle, do I need to do the safety stand down briefs, either of them, with my team?
Yes, so the answer to that, Tracy, is yes. So whilst for non track side staff who aren't exposed to the infrastructure as much as others, the near miss briefing does contain some really important messages in terms of the life saving rules, which are applicable in all forms of work. So in terms of the footage, etc., you know, there's not a kind of technical understanding of rules and regulations to understand, you know, to gain something from the brief. So it's really important that everyone receives that near miss brief, because everyone has a part to play in everyone else's safety and decisions you make along the line, have implications further down. So it's really important that everyone throughout the business understands the risks of, you know, of working in a live environment with trains running. On the driving national stand down, so it's mandatory for everyone, and it extends far beyond what we expect within the business in terms of adherence to the life saving rules, and it also extends out of that as well. So really, it is for anyone that hasn't had theirs yet, there's some really quite powerful material in there, and it covers off around, you know, behaviours and consequence, you know, of driving recklessly, and, you know, decisions that we make that can have inadvertent consequences, and also to be mindful of, you know, of everyone else on the road and the general risks around driving. So it's apt to answer your question. It's absolutely essential for both, the driving one particularly, because, you know, we may not drive a vehicle at work. You know, I don't drive a vehicle myself at work. However, you know, outside of work I do, and there's a lot in there around, you know, around driving safety and the risks involved in it.
Right. So if I'm a parent of a teenager who's just passed their driving test, would it be worth me taking the driver briefing home to show my family?
So definitely, you know, there's some good material in there, you know, and it's written for all audiences, and at the end of the day, you know, we employ individuals for apprenticeship, etc., you know, that are teenagers, 17, 18 years old, straight out of school, etc. So it's all really important.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Okay, so if there's no further questions then, I'll bring the Wessex Safety Hour call this week to a close. Thanks for everyone for attending, and also for asking questions and being involved.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect, and have a great day.